Good evening, American Fork High School. This is Joe Paul from Los Angeles, California. We're at the Tim Panogo Show on October 6th. I'll be talking about visual ensemble performance this evening. Best of luck for a great run. I know it's pre-show, but I love the attitude from the dancers as they make their way in from the corner of the field. Very cool. Very cool sequential shaping of the body.
Okay, yeah, you got it.
Yep. Nicely done. Yeah, very assertive in the opening drill statement. Shaping of the bodies, blurring movement on drill. Yeah, really nice impact from the color guard. Yeah, good energy being reflected visually through the follow the leader. Good strong resolution. Guard very musical in their support.
Probably the dark field.
Really nice sense of form accuracy, consistency of interval. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with the last sousaphone. He seemed to rush to get into his spot and then ended up there early. Okay, watch form accuracy here as this arc collapses into the file. Yeah, some people toward the back got there a little too fast. Yeah, use of the skirt as a prop. Some minor timing discrepancies in the movement of the upper body there from the brass. Yeah, woodwinds do a nice job blowing out into that arc before it moves laterally across the field. Huh. Interesting the way you layer body sequentially on that brass form as it compresses. Huh. Interesting prop. The arch. Yeah, compression of space into the clusters.
I like this. I like the manipulation of this prop.
Interacting with the guard.
I'm probably moving it, but we're making a big deal out of it.
Wind players manipulating flags. It's simple, but still well done.
Hey, free advice. Whenever you start a foot solo, push in. 90% of the time, foot solos are flat. Okay, that's out of my caption. There's nothing to do with my score.
Effort changes within the movement phrase down front on side one. Well done. Moving from quick to sustained and down to free movement. Trombones, be careful of the instrument angle there. Most of them were horizontal, a couple were not. It's an interesting prop. Yeah, I appreciate the way you use density in contrast from more open linear form. Yeah, so as you manipulate the prop and they travel at different angles, it gives a slightly cluttered, distorted look. And it's just the way the prop moves. If there's any way to make that a little cleaner. Oh, wow, where'd that flag come from? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the rise in the body there and how that mirrors the musical phrase. Yeah, really strong resolution there.
Thank you, Flip. Yeah, here we're showing really good detail.
The use of that form inversion to deposit people at the front sideline, very clever.
Yeah, make sure we initiate.
So, as the trumpets run across, is that supposed to be feet in time in a jazz run? Yeah, some minor discrepancies in the body articulation. But it still reads well. Okay. Again, watch the angular relationship of the props as you turn them in the back. It's just a timing thing. Yeah, I'm watching this dense woodwind form over on side one. Some minor discrepancies in the articulation and timing of the movement. Yeah. Nice variation on the lateral movement. Yeah, well done. Turning coming into the file. Good control of step size. Alignment well done. Yeah, a couple individuals sticking out of line, but for the most part, really nice job maintaining alignment as you rotate those diagonals. Wow. Yeah, really subtle with the cross over there as those lateral lines press forward. Wow. Really nice job. Lots of layers, lots of texture. Really interesting and a good, strong achievement. Still some minor inconsistencies and some individual errors, but wow, really, really nice. Good for you. Put my comments or some help. Thanks.